We asked you, WPSU's listeners, how you've been getting along during the pandemic lockdown. WPSU's Christine Allen reports on what some of you told us.
Welcome to our worship service for May 10th.
Evie Madison of Altoona is pastor of Wynwood United Methodist Church in Altoona. She was busy becoming tech savvy early on in the pandemic. She learned to record and edit videos so she could bring Sunday services to her shut-in congregation.
I can trim out the part where I'm saying, wait a minute, we started now. And now I have learned how to also overdub and add audio onto the video.
Madison and her friends at the church also found comfort in helping others. The Wynwood congregation mobilized to feed some families in need.
When the schools closed, and that meant those children were not getting lunches, and so we sent hot dogs, and we sent cereal, and we sent peanut butter, and other things that are what I would call kid-friendly foods.
Meanwhile, in McKean County, another WPSU listener is getting a rare chance to spend quality time with his kids.
We live right on the outskirts of the Allegheny National Forest. It's very remote here. It's just dense forests all around us.
Ernie Chamberlain, who teaches at Kane Area Middle School, has been passing the time hiking in the forest with his wife and three kids.
This is something that we've always wanted to do, but what would normally be going on right now is baseball season and track and spring soccer. Every night of the week, we would have a game, practice, and we've just never had time. So with all this free time at the end of the day, we've been traveling to different trailheads, hiking 5, 6, 7, 8 miles at a time.
He says he had to buy his kids some serious boots for these outings.
The trails cross the creek and they don't have a bridge because a lot of this is very remote. And so you're like jumping across these creeks trying to find rocks to step across in some parts. And we got wet a couple times.
For Chamberlain, the pandemic lockdown has brought an important benefit to his family.
I would imagine that a lot of fellow listeners are probably going through the same things. We're spending more time than we've ever got to with our children, which is amazing. It's we've had conversations that we never really get to have because of all of our busy lives, and we're enjoying that.
Near the other side of the Allegheny National Forest, close to Tyonesta, Richard Shaw has been tending to his lumber business.
I actually live right where I work, and it's kind of on the edge of the National Forest, and nothing but trees.
Shaw is the chief executive officer of a company that distributes hardwood. When the pandemic came and business slowed, he had to lay off his staff to part-time.
Because I've cut the hours of my employees, I've had to pick up some of the slack that they were doing, but I'm basically working part-time right now.
When he's not working, he's been passing the time with some creative endeavors.
I got in with a group of friends and we started doing silly mask pictures. And the idea was we would circulate a picture around and everybody would fill in their caption. And then we would take a vote on which picture was the silliest or best and which caption was the best. That absorbed us for a week or two. And then I took up writing poetry for the local newspaper because, as you probably know, April is National Poetry Month.
Shaw wrote his poems for the Forest Press. He says he used to write poetry more regularly before he got into the family lumber business. He minored in creative writing at Carnegie Mellon. He says his poetry takes a lot of inspiration from his part of the Allegheny National Forest.
My office is right on a trout stream, and there's a pretty good-sized hole, like 50 yards away. And one night, I had a bear just knocking the trout out of the water. I watched. I did not walk by.
Shaw says when they stock the water with fish, big trucks are used to dump the fish in. The otters and the bears have caught on to the fact that those trucks mean mealtime.
And that was kind of my inspiration for that one poem about the otters. I'll read it off to you here real quick. You ready? The otters follow in the water, leaping and barking their delight. The black bear watches from the forest as the truck comes into sight. The white truck stops at every crossing, pouring down its silver stream. The driver turns the pump off, finishes, then blows the horn and waves goodbye. Bears and otters charge the water. So long and thanks for all the fish is their glad reply.
We've all had to find new things to do during lockdown or new ways to do what we were already doing. And Shaw thinks new is the operative word for the future.
You know, most of the people I talk with, the consensus is that life is never going to go back to what it was. There's going to be a new normal.
Reporting from home these days, I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.